expressed in the... We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Los Alamitos 2 million futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show today as we begin another racing week covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. We welcome you to the show on a cold morning here in Las Vegas. Also, we want to welcome all of the folks on all of the other platforms that we have, like our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Of course, they are the play-by-play radio station here in Las Vegas for the Southern California Trojan USC a football team for college football, and of course the LA Rams for the NFL. And we welcome everybody listening to us on the internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, all of those we got. And of course your devices, your iPhone, Androids with the your phone apps, or I should say your device apps. You can get the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio station and the YouTube app, of course, that you can hear and see us through the YouTube streaming network. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show. It is cold here in Las Vegas, okay? We're going to get close to freezing overnight in the next week or 10 days, I think. Right now, outside here in Las Vegas, it's 39 degrees. 39 degrees at a little after 7 a.m. here on Pacific time on Wednesday. We're only going to get up to 61 degrees. And it's going to be between the high 30s overnight and between the very low 60s and in the mid to high 50s for the rest of the week here. And now I can tell you this. Here in Las Vegas, we're expecting that the weather is going to be okay. It'll be just calm and chilly. But there's a lot of action going on as far as weather concerns for all of the other parts of the country and, of course, in racing centers as well. For example, we got a huge storm that's coming in off of the Pacific, way up in the northwestern part of the United States, going over Washington, Oregon, coming down through northern and central California and northern Nevada. That's going to dump a lot of snow. All right. By the time it gets here to Las Vegas, by the time it gets down here, it may dissipate to the fact that we might have a little rain. I say that because this week, when you talk about congestion here in Las Vegas, you can put it over the map, over the top. It'll blow up on you because we have the Formula One race this week, the Las Vegas Formula One race this week, and the entire strip for part of the racing, the racetrack that they have for the Formula One that goes through Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, will be blocked off. The strip closures will start on Wednesday, and the strip closures will stay that until Sunday, early Sunday morning. Now, the race is going to be Saturday night here in Las Vegas, but of course they're going to have qualifiers and all that. In the meantime, anywhere near the strip, I'm telling you, is going to be congested because a lot of it's going to be blocked off. And, of course, the big grandstands and all that stuff that line both sides of the strip as well, the lights that they had to put up for the race. The race is going to be in the evening. You'll be able to see it on network TV. But it's going to be a mess here. The Formula One racers are here in town. And as I say, the strip will be closed from Wednesday, midday Wednesday, through early a.m. Sunday morning, and it's going to be a mess there. Hopefully, let's hope the weather isn't as much of a mess here as it is there, because if it gets too bad here, they're not going to be able to race the cars down the street. It's really that simple. So we're all crossing our fingers that at least the race will get underway, get here, and get out so the locals can go back to using the strip again. But the big Formula One Las Vegas race is here this week. And when we're talking about the weather, if there is no precipitation, it's going to get far enough down here to Las Vegas off of that big storm that's coming over the northwest, then certainly it will be staying cold. And right now, like I say, it's only going to get up to 61 degrees today. And we're going to be in the high 30s overnight for most of the week. So keep that in mind if you're coming out. Make sure you bring your coats, your jackets, maybe even gloves and scarves and good hats, okay? In any case, that's the weather here. However, we've got a lot of weather storming coming up all over the place. There's going to be a lot of storms that are going to start moving through the Midwest, and then towards the end of the week, it's going to get through the Northeast, which means there's going to be a lot of off tracks coming up this week all over the country. Now, as far as today, this is like the calm before the storm. It looks pretty good across the country. A lot of action going on in Indiana. And like I say, there's snow in the high plain states and in the northwestern part of the United States and Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Northern California are already starting to experience the rain and the snow up there. But it's going to get worse throughout the week. Just want to keep that in mind. All right? That's as far as that's concerned. But if you're coming to Las Vegas, Nevada, be aware of the Formula One race that's going to be taking over the Strip. And I mean closing down a good portion of the Strip, because the racetrack itself will go down the Strip for a while and then go through one of the avenues behind the Strip as well. And it's all been blocked off. And well, we'll just keep in mind that, that's for sure. But it's always going to be fast, firm, perfect, and there'll always be a place for you here at the South Point and the Race End Sportsbook. So keep that in mind. All right. This week, opening on Friday, the fairgrounds. Fairgrounds will be opening on Friday. Tampa Bay reopens today. Remember, Tampa Bay did get damages and a lot of flooding during the two hurricanes that went through that Florida, Helene and Milton. And so Tampa Bay was closed down for a while. They had to get it refurbished and ready to go. But they're ready to reopen today. Tampa Bay Downs will reopen today after the close down of the two hurricanes. So Tampa Bay racing resumes today. Horseshoe Indianapolis wrapped up over the weekend. Its 22nd racing season. It had 124 days of racing there. And the handle was good. The handle was $282 million. Compared to just $279 million in 2023. So it broke a record of a record. It was a record in 23, and it broke that record this year with $282 million in wagers. It had, per race, it had 1.6% increase in betting. And on Indiana Derby Day, it had a single card record day there, betting over $8.1 million. So, Horseshoe Indianapolis did a great job there for their racing season that came to an end. Mystic Dan, you remember him, winner of the Kentucky Derby? Well, he's working down at the fairgrounds and is expected to resume his racing career soon down there at the fairgrounds for Kenny McPeak. The Cary Grant winner, Bright City Lights, over the weekend at Del Mar. He's looking at the Cal Cup Sprint on the 11th of January as his next start. The Desi Arnaz winner, Practical Dream, which she was just an outstanding race in the Desi Arnaz. She's looking to go in the Starlet on the 7th of December over at Los Alamitos. And in case you're wondering, when you see the entries and the trainers at fairgrounds here, when it opens up, there are now two DeVos. Of course, you know Sherry DeVoe, top trainer there. Her sister, Adriana. Adrienne is going to have three horses that she will be training at the fairgrounds. So we may see the DeVos one and two there at the fairgrounds. That's good to know. And Senor Buscador, the winner, of course, of that big race in Saudi Arabia earlier this year, is going to have two more starts before he retires. They are the Cigar Mile on the 7th of December. That's going to be a good race, Cigar Mile, because I think several really good horses are going to be running in that Cigar Mile. His last start will be in the Pegasus World Cup on the 25th of January. But that Cigar Mile is going to be a goodie on the 7th of December. All right, we have Jonathan R. Dune with us today, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. Now, you know, they're racing at Churchill Downs. Rich Eng will have a pick for us, a racing pick, and Jonathan R. Dune, of course, we'll have a pick for us at Churchill Downs because he has a sheet for Churchill today. And, of course, John Lindo will be checking in from Southern California to take a look at what's coming up over the weekend there. And Jerry Jackowitz with another thought or two on how to play and place wagers and make money. So we got a lot of good stuff happening as we begin this race day show for this week. Now, as far as this weekend is concerned, stakes-wise, Aqueduct will have two stakes races on tap on Saturday in the New York Stallion Series races there. Churchill Downs will have a couple of stakes races, one a grade three. Laurel Park will have three stakes races. Gulfstream and Woodbine and Del Mar will all have one. Del Mar will have a grade three. Fairgrounds coming up on its first weekend of racing will have four stakes races on Saturday. And on Sunday, Woodbine will come back with a stakes race, and so will Del Mar, a grade three there. So we got all that getting ready and set to go. And, of course, we're just going to try to stay away from the strip here in Las Vegas. So get chatting on the chat box at YouTube. Remember, just go to YouTube. Hit South Point Studios in the search bar. Get to the South Point Studios streaming page. Hit Race Day Las Vegas, the icon there. And then you'll be all set and ready to chat away on our chat room. And all you have to do to chat in the chat room is subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed, do so. Subscription is free, and that'll get you into the chat box. And everybody is chatting away already on this Wednesday show. So, as we start our coverage of racing this week, we'll begin with our first break of the week here on the Race Day Show. And when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu for today. So we'll be right back with our guys and all that good stuff right after this. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday. Looking at the temperatures around the country. Well, Miami, 83 degrees. So you got New York City, 61. And, of course, let's see, Chicago, 49 and windy. Kansas City, 52 and windy. You can see that the front is starting to make its way through that part of the country. And then Los Angeles, 75 degrees. Going to be nice there. Phoenix will get 77. And like I say, we're going to get up to 61 degrees today here in Las Vegas. All right, let's give you the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out in the Racebooks here. If you're listening anywhere else within many different of the time zones that we have around the world, adjust from the your time zone to whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you can tweak it up so you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Before I get to your menu, I'll take a quick look at what happened over the weekend at Churchill Downs on Sunday. Trainer Peter Urton, who's had a stable that went out to Churchill Downs, he won the first race with Louis Saez aboard. Saez came back in the second race for the early double for Greg Foley. Mike Maker checked in with a winner. That gave Saez his third win in the first four races on Sunday at Churchill. Steve Asmussen had a couple of wins back-to-back with his son Eric in races 5 and 6. And then Joe Sharp gave Louis Saez his fourth win of the day in the eighth race. And so that was a big day of racing on Sunday for Louis Saez. Four wins on the day there. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York, couple of stakes races on Sunday. The Key Sense for two-year-old fillies won by With the Angels. Jose Ortiz, $2.70 for Linda Rice. And the Teppan Stakes for two-year-old fillies at on the turf course, on the inner turf course at a mile, won by Laura Lynn. That was Kendrick Carmouche's second win of the day for Greg Graham Motion, paying $10.80 there. And finally, at Del Mar on Sunday, the Bob Hope Stakes was won by Bullard in a solid effort for Mike McCarthy. That was McCarthy's second win of the day. McCarthy also won the sixth race with another two-year-old, a maiden two-year-old named Journalism. So McCarthy had two nice two-year-olds winning on Sunday at Del Mar. Ballard paid $420 as the favorite in the Bob Hope, outrunning Matiket Road and McKenzie Street. And Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez got together to win the second race there with a filthy favorite that paid $2.60. Just some of what happened on Sunday around the country. Okay? Now, let's get to your racing menu for today. We begin with Parks Racing. Parks Racing has their usual Pick 5 jackpot carryover. Today, it stands at $207,322. $207,322 there, the Pick 5 jackpot carryover at Parks. First post time is at 9:05. Next will be Finger Lakes. Finger Lakes' first post time with a Pick 5, a regular Pick 5 carryover, too. This is not a jackpot. Regular Pick 5 carryover at Finger Lakes of $26,408. First post time is at 9:15. Then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay back in business today. Their first post time is at 9:40. 9:40 at Tampa Bay. Following that, we go to Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley Racecourse. First post time is 9:45. And then next will be, after that, will be Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs gets underway today. Their racing card at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Churchill Downs today. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $128,612. Nice carryover there, $128,612. In the Pick 6 jackpot carryover, Churchill Downs' first post time is at 10 a.m. And then we follow that with Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. They've got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $13,873. And their first post time is 11:40, 11:40 at Turf Paradise. Delta Downs will kick in with their first post time at 2:50. And then we go to Penn National. Penn National's first post time today is set at 3:15, 3:15 at Penn National. And we'll wrap it up with Charlestown Racing. Charlestown has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $38,553. First post time at Charlestown is set, as usual, at 4 p.m. And that is the racing menu for today. We now go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine. I'll bet you it's probably warmer where you're at right now than it is where I'm at. No?
I don't know. It's in the 40s.
In the 40s.
So I'm up in Saratoga. Yeah. What's it by you?
39 degrees. 39
you're
degrees
right
now outside. And we're only going to get up to 61. And all I can tell you is our entire town of the people who live and work here are just bracing for this Formula One race that's going to, as if the traffic isn't as bad on regular weekends on the strip. Now they're going to close it down for this auto race. It is a spectacle. There's no doubt about it. It is a spectacle. But boy, does it run havoc with the traffic and all that other stuff that goes with it. And a lot of the businesses, you know, restaurants, etc.,
aren't happy.
who are on that who are on the route that's closed down. Yeah, they're gonna lose business this week.
It's a lot of preparation for a couple of hours worth of a race, I guess. They put a lot of time into building it and rebuilding it and taking it down. I remember, I think last year was the first year you had it, right?
Yeah, and I got to tell you that. Well, they got a little bit better this year. It was a little bit better this year because they didn't have to repave the entire street. The route of the track, but it got a little easier this year. They knew what they were doing, etc. But it's all I can say is there's going to be a big traffic jam there at the private airport too, because there's a lot of people. You know, this is the Monte Carlo crowd that comes in, and our private airport will take in about 400 or 500 planes over the weekend.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay in a casino, stay at the South Point,
that's
or stay
right
home.
Just stay here. We're far enough away from it. We're on the same street as the strip. We're on Las Vegas Boulevard, but we're down a way, so we got a buffer there, that's for sure. And it's always a great time here at the South Point. Well, we're looking at some racing this week, and I guess the important thing this week in racing for horse racing is going to be the track conditions.
Yeah, weather is finally supposed to hit New York tomorrow. They're expecting a lot of rain. So Sunday was the last day of turf racing in New York. I guess they knew what they were doing. It worked out perfect because they're about to get slammed. We haven't had rain here in 45 days, Ralph, so we look forward to it. A lot of brush fires, and you know, people in California deal with it all the time. But on the East Coast, it's a rare situation.
Well, now, actually, on the East Coast, I was surprised to see North Jersey, which is, you know, on the border of New York. It's been really dry. There's been a drought up in that area, North Jersey and New York City, etc. And they're having a lot of wildfires there that I never remember having wildfires in North Jersey.
I'm telling you, it's unheard of. 45 days without rain, maybe even longer than that, and it's certainly having an effect. And you're right. You know, I guess this is brush fire season. We don't get it on the East Coast, and this is a first, or certainly a first in a long time. So hopefully the rain comes and it helps.
Well, you know, we're kind of winding down this year. Of course, we've got some big racing weekends, at least one or two coming up at Churchill Downs. And, of course, Del Mar will have that Hollywood Turf Festival that they have there. Although they won't be racing on Thanksgiving Day, as they have in the past, the Hollywood Turf Festival will then kick in on the Friday, Black Friday, when everybody else is shopping and jamming up the internet with the shopping on the internet. We'll be out
Black Friday.
That's right. We'll be out playing the races, so that won't be a problem. But that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course, that weekend will be the Hollywood Turf. And then, like I said before, coming up at in New York at Aqueduct on the 7th of December, the Chicago the Cigar Miles coming up big.
Yeah, that's a big race, and this year we're supposed to really have a terrific field. You know, you still got a couple of weeks, but let's see what happens, and hopefully it really materializes into the race they're expecting it to be.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm not sure if that's a grade one, but I think that's the weekend that they're going to have the final grade one of the year there at Aqueduct.
I'll check on it, and I'll report back to you tomorrow, sir.
You got it, my man. In any case, you know, we're looking towards getting, you know, through the holidays and all that with racing, and then everybody gets all jazzed up and ready to rock and roll the day after Christmas at Santa Anita, and then we start again. And as soon as we turn the page on the first of the year, when all horses, no matter when they were born, all horses universally here in the northern part of the world turn a year older, which means
Happy birthday. The
2-year-olds all of a sudden become 3-year-olds. And you know what happens as soon as they turn 3-year-olds. It's the march to the Kentucky Derby. And taking a look at some of the horses, the 2-year-olds that are kind of like key horses right now early for the Kentucky Derby. I mean, Bob Baffert's got Citizen Bull. He's got Gaming and Getaway Car. Chad Brown's got Chance McPatrick. Brendan Walsh has a nice horse, East Avenue, even though he didn't race well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Phil Bauer's got Jonathan's Way. Bill Mott's even got a horse called Sovereignty. And then you got Hill Road Ferocious. Gustavo Delgado is still trying to figure out how to get Ferocious to return to that monster maiden breaker he had.
Yeah. The problem is, Ralph, we probably don't even know about horses that are still going to run, that are going to run in the Derby that we don't even know yet, that we know nothing about yet, because, there's always some late bloomers and a lot of good horses still on the sidelines. A lot of top trainers still have horses that they haven't even unveiled yet. So it's a little early to be talking about the Derby. The Derby's on May 3rd this year, the first Saturday in May, so we have plenty of time, almost 7 months.
Yeah, it is kind of early to talk about it, but yet, you know, when people, a lot of people are doing their early shopping, talking about Black Friday coming up, a lot of people who have relatives or friends that are big racing fans, a good stocking stuffer is
future bets. Remember, they used to have the future bets. No, well, now they're like parimutuel future bets. But people used to go to Vegas and try to find a diamond in the rough and find some 100-to-1 shot that's on the board that people don't know much about and hope they're right. You know, it's you got to take a price if you're betting 6 months out, Ralph. You don't want any chalk, that's for sure. But, you know, they just don't have those future bets, or they're certainly not as prevalent as they used to be because of the parimutuel part of it.
Yeah, the Kentucky, when Churchill Downs went to the 4 or 5 pools of parimutuel future books on selected weekends leading up to the Kentucky Derby, kind of took the sail out of the wind out of the sails of the fixed odds ones. I remember in the old days, I mean, there were times when you can get a horse that maybe broke his maiden at 500 to 1. That's gone now. I think the last horse that won the Kentucky Derby with any kind of price to it in fixed odds was Justify, when I noticed I knew quite a few people that got him at 100 to 1. But, you know, there's still those stocking stuffers for racing fans that if you have a racing fan, get him a future book bet on a horse, and, you know, who knows? You might.
There's also another factor involved. The last three or four years, there was no Bob Baffert, and now there's a lot of Bob Bafferts that are going to run. So, you know, they were eliminated. You couldn't even bet on them. There was no point. They weren't allowed to run. But this year, when Baffert's allowed back in, well, he's certainly going to have five or six horses that are going to be contenders, or certainly horses that people are going to be talking about. So it adds more interest to it, and I think it offers better prices on other horses. So I think it's a good thing, obviously, that he's back.
Well, in the top-rated horses, and this is early, of course, but in the top-rated two-year-olds right now, Baffert's got the top three, Citizen Bull, Gaming, and Getaway Car. He also has a horse called Emerald Bay, who finished fourth in the American Farrell. That's in there, too. You know, if you're out there, folks, you might want to get a Bob Baffert bundle for him. Put $10 to win on all four of those horses and put it in the stocking for him. You know, one of those things for Christmas, that's for sure. But we'll just take an early look at it. Obviously, all the horses we're talking about now may not even make the starting gate. So
exactly. If five of them make it, we'll be very lucky, believe me.
You know, I got to tell you that Mike Rapoli is really taking it upon himself to try to rejuvenate horse racing on his level, his way. He sent a group of horses. He sent some horses out to California, and he's been winning some races with some nice horses in maidens and 2 year olds himself in California. So he's got a California string going, and I think he's going to have a couple of horses. He's going to send some horses down to the fairgrounds as well.
Yeah, he's all over the place, and obviously he's good for the game. Mike McCarthy trains most of the horses that he has in Southern California. Everyone knows that Mike McCarthy started with Todd Pletcher, so it's kind of a branch off of the tree, sort of like when Lucas had all these Pletcher started with Lucas, Karen McLaughlin started with Lucas, so that's what Mike McCarthy is to Todd Pletcher. So Rapoli gave him a shot, and he's had a lot of success with not a lot of horses. And again, it's good for the game, Ralph. We need all the help we can get in Southern California. Their inventory is way down, and it looks like it's getting less. And unfortunately, California needs all the help they can get.
And hopefully we'll get that from him. Like I reported before the menu, Peter Urton's got a string of horses now at Churchill Downs, and that takes away some horses away from Southern California.
Yeah, Phil D'Amato has horses at Churchill. You have a lot of Southern California trainers at Churchill, and that's really not good for California. But the purses are down there, and racing days are down, so again, California needs a shot in the arm somewhere, and somebody's got to help.
Yeah, I know that, and California is probably the most recognized one with that problem. But even New York now, you know, Linda Rice has sent horses to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, she didn't send many, though, Ralph. I looked into it. I think she sent about 10 horses, and she sent turf horses there mainly because there is no turf racing in New York. They finished it last week like we were talking about. So it's either Florida or fairgrounds or California, I guess, but she's opting to try fairgrounds this year.
All right. Well, let's get started with getting some winners this week, Mr. Hardoon. And I know you got a sheet. You got a full sheet for Churchill Downs today, so I would imagine we're going there.
Yeah, we're going to look at the eighth race today, Ralph, and I really like a price horse in here. This horse will be every bit of 15 to 1, and I think he's worth a bet. Bet him win in place, bet him across the board. But the number nine horse in here, Mucho Mojo, a five-year-old gelding who was claimed two starts back by trainer Jordan Blair. Two races since joining the Blair barn are both very good. This horse is listed at 12 to 1 on the morning line. You're going to get every bit of it. Martin Chewin aboard to ride. Number 9, Mucho Mojo, upsets and wins today's eighth race out of Churchill Downs.
All right. In the eighth race of Churchill, you like the 9, Mucho Mojo. Mucho Mojo, 12 to 1 on the morning line. Thank you very much. Let's get that thing home a winner in the eighth race today at Churchill Downs. And, of course, Jonathan, make sure you answer that phone because I'm sure it's a pollster wanting to know who you're going to vote for. Whatever. In any case, thanks a lot. And don't forget that Jonathan has a full sheet for Churchill Downs at his website.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. You got it, Jonathan. And we'll take our next break. And when we come back, we'll be in search of Rich Eng. So don't go away.
Tunnel Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has made a promise to eradicate veteran homelessness across America.
They've served, they've worked really hard, and I think that what Tunnel to Towers is doing for the people vulnerable, like giving them a sense of community, that's incredibly important.
And it feels a lot like home.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
We're talking about the people who have put their lives on the line for this great country. The people who have lost and paid the greatest price for our freedom. For guys like me to be able to go sing songs about whatever I want to sing about every single night. And we're talking about an organization that helps support families and support the people that are running into the danger that the rest of us are running away from. And that's the kind of people I want to be beside. Those are the real heroes, man. I'm just a big fat guy with a guitar. Hey, y'all, this is Jelly Roll, and I am asking you to give $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to honoring the dignity of the American service member and is committed to helping end homelessness amongst the veteran community and ensure no veteran is left behind. Providing a safe and dignified home is an imperative part of helping veterans who are homeless reclaim their lives. Donate $11 a month by calling 1-844-BRAVEST or visit T2T.org.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
They just ramping it up for the big weekend coming up. And of course, we're getting into the nitty gritty as far as the football season is concerned again, that's for sure. And for a little help on both, we'll go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Rich, we are into pretty much the make or break part of the NFL season for some teams. And for other teams, they're just kind of coasting along. And in my opinion, and this is only my opinion, but I think that the surprise team this year is the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, they got off to a great start. They've lost their last two, Ralph, and I'm just wondering if maybe they just hit their head on the ceiling. Maybe this is as good as their talent can take them. But they've had an outstanding first half of the season so far, and right now they're a playoff team. But as I said, they lost their last two, so maybe their talent level's just catching up to them a little bit.
Well, I know the team that is just out, just playing out of their minds and is definitely way up at the top is the Detroit Lions. Wow.
Yeah, right now the Lions are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They're obviously the favorite to win the NFC, and they look super powerful. Their offense, they're scoring like 50 points in a couple of games, and you don't see that in the NFL nowadays. And the defense, even though they lost the kid Hutchinson, the edge rusher, they still look pretty powerful. So right now the Lions are the number one ranked team in the NFL.
And I got to tell you, I like their coach. He's the go-for-it type of coach. It's always nice and exciting to see Detroit play in those games when the coach does some unorthodox things. But he's been on the right side most of the time. And, of course, Kansas City finally got beat, and so there is no undefeated team this year in the NFL.
AFC looks pretty wide open. I know Kansas City was 9-0 and they lost to Buffalo, but Buffalo looks pretty good. The Ravens and the Steelers played an epic game on Sunday. They really beat the heck out of one another, Al. And, you know, I've been very quietly rooting for the Los Angeles Chargers. Uh-huh. They're one of the teams I have in my future bet for over the win total, and Harbaugh's doing a great job, and they had an incredible game against the Bengals. In the first half, it looked like they were the best team in the NFL. In the second half, it looked like they couldn't beat the Carolina Panthers, but they ended up winning right at the end.
Yeah, that was an exciting game, no doubt about it. And, of course, we'll have a Thursday night game tomorrow. I understand we're going to have a Black Friday game this year on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving on Netflix, huh?
Yeah, Netflix was the network that had the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. I know a lot of people complain about the fact that when they tuned into the fight, it was buffering. Meaning a lot of buffering. So hopefully their IT people fix that problem, because with the NFL coming up, there's going to be a lot of interest in those games.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, for today, it's horse racing, and we need a pick maybe from you somewhere in the country on horse racing today.
Yeah, it's opening day at Tampa Bay Downs, and in race number 6, Ralph, let's go there. It's 6 furlongs, optional claimer 16. I'm going to try a horse that came out of Keeneland last time. That's the number 2, Ever Do It. Huber Villa Gomez riding for Kevin Rice. This horse ran for $30,000 at Keeneland, ran third. I think this level of class at Tampa Bay Downs hits him right between the eyes. 8-1 is a square price, Ralph. Let's try the number 2, Ever Do It, race 6.
All right, you and Jonathan coming up with some nice horses with some nice morning line odds. Jonathan had a 12-1 shot, and you come with an 8-1 shot in Ever Do It. We hope he does it today, the 2 horse in the 6th race today at Tampa Bay as they reopen after the hurricane damage there. 6th race at Tampa Bay, number 2, Ever Do It. And, Richie, we will be waiting for your NFL pick tomorrow night for the Thursday night game, and take a look, of course, at a selection or two somewhere else as well tomorrow. Thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, John Lindo standing by in Southern California. We'll see what's up in SoCal. And, of course, Jerry Jackwitz may very well join us with a thought or two about some other type of betting strategies. But, Jerry, you never know what he's going to talk about, and we'll wait and see. So don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Los Alamitos 2 million futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles, Lethal Cowboy, 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year. The Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday show. We're going to go out to Southern California now, where John Lendo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. It's a little chilly here. I know Southern California looks like the temperatures are just great.
Well, it's been cool in the morning. We're actually supposed to get some Santa Ana winds coming through. It's supposed to warm up a little bit for a couple of days, and we're going to be good for racing when we get back on Friday.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of off tracks and on the East Coast this weekend with those fronts coming through, and so Southern California might be one of the very few places that's going to have like a fast and firm.
Well, it's a good time for the Turf Festival. We will have racing comes back Friday. We have the Native Diver on the dirt Saturday, and then the first race of the Turf Festival will actually be this Sunday. The red carpet, a mile three race on the grass. And starting Saturday, there'll be stakes races every day through closing a week from this Sunday.
So, in other words, the Turf Festival, it usually starts on Thanksgiving Day at Del Mar, which they don't have racing on Thanksgiving Day. Now, instead of starting the Friday after Thanksgiving, they're going to start it this weekend and move and continue it next weekend. Is that it?
Right. The red carpet was always run on Thanksgiving Day, so they moved that up to the Sunday before the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. We'll let the families and the horsemen enjoy Thanksgiving Day, and then we'll get back to racing with the Hollywood Gold Cup next Friday and go through the Matriarch, which will be part of the closing day card a week from Sunday.
And we say next Friday, that's a week from this coming Friday, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay. In any case, Southern California racing seems like, at this time of the year, it might be tough to fill fields, but yet they're doing a good job. I thought Sunday's racing card was a good bettable card.
Yeah, I thought both weekend cards, especially the back half of each card, were solid. So there were betting opportunities on both of those, and we had a pick six carryover to work with, so that's always fun. And we'll see how it goes the rest of the meet. This week should be a little bit on the quiet side as we get ready for the Turf Festival, but... Mm-hmm. Again, we got stakes races there, and people have to remember, too, the undercard races, we're not going to have any turf racing in Los Alamitos, so if you want to get a grass horse in, you better get going here the next 2 weeks at Del Mar.
And we want to remind everybody that Los Alamitos will start right after the closing of Del Mar for, I think, a 6 or 7 day, over 2 weeks meet, right?
Right, it's two weekends, and then we will have a week off, I think, in between, and we get back the day after Christmas at Santa Anita.
And, during this Los Alamitos meeting, the Starlet, one of the big races there for the two-year-olds, that two-year-old filly that won the Desi Arnaz over the weekend, is expected to come back in the Starlet at Los Al on the 7th of December.
Right, that was practical dream for Tim Yachtin, and the filly that scratched Tenma for Bob Baffert is supposed to go. Bob Baffert always supports the Starlet and the Futurity over at Los Alamitos. You know, he trains for Ed Allred and has stables over there. He gets a lot of his young horses started at Los Al, so he'll be well represented as usual. And like any two-year-old stakes races in Southern California, those races are going to go through the Baffert stable.
No question about that, and there's a good reason why he supports the Starlet and the Futurity. He wins most of them.
Yes, he does. It's a good spot because he's been there and done that.
Well, you are lucky you're not here in Las Vegas this week, because we got the Formula One racing going on the Strip, and it's going to be a traffic nightmare. But what's the Linda report look like so far for this week?
For this week, I'll do Churchill Downs tomorrow, and then I will do Del Mar back Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we'll keep with that. I'm battling a little bit of a cold right now, so we'll keep it pretty simple this week. Get through that day, get on to the Thanksgiving weekend holiday, and the week after Thanksgiving, maybe I'll sneak out and say hi.
All right. You got it, my man. And we'll let you get back to the honey-do list, and we will wait for a pick for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm writing these guys down because I can be in action with the other guys here, so I'm looking forward to it.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
All right, we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz now. I want to apologize to the folks watching out there today. I've been fighting a cold, and it's a little bit of a sore throat, so I'm working through that today. But we now have Jerry Jackowitz on, and he doesn't have a cold. Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, there's a computer screen between the two of us, so cough all you want.
Well, I try not to get it on the air, that's for sure. Jerry?
It's that time of year we all struggle with it.
What do you have up for us today?
Well, I have Aqueduct, obviously, starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and, you know, Del Mar, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's going to be a fairly typical week for me.
Now, I know you've been giving us some suggestions on how to make wagers and the type of wagers and the type of leveling out the betting for those wagers to make sure that when you hit something, the bets are right. In other words, higher on one and lower on another. But some of our chatters are Larry and Mike. Say they, especially at places like the fairgrounds, they'll take a 10-cent or 20-cent superfecta box and box like their four favorite numbers in a race just to have action, and that's a fun way of doing it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, sometimes one of the plays that I like that we don't talk about on the show, it's a, sort of a different concept than the. You know, I talk over and over about win betting or emulating a win bet or a win place bet by using, you know, a weighted exacta wheel. One of the things I do like, though, let's say you have a seven-horse field, mm-hmm. and there's four horses that you think are far superior to the other three. That kind of box is almost like a sports bet. I'll take this group and to finish first, second, and third over that group. I wouldn't take four horses to make a superfecta. I mean, it's a cheap enough bet. You should have four horses for three positions, five horses or six horses for four positions. Mm-hmm. You know, the game has a certain amount of randomness to it. But to take a group of horses to beat another group of horses and get even money or 6-5 on it is not a bad play. When you have really good control over who those horses are and you understand their relative strength. So
another good opinion on that.
It's very often I would make a bet, you know, a bet like just almost like a football bet where I just said, well, I like these four horses to finish first, second, and third, and I can figure out that the trifecta will get me at least in any combination will get me 7-5 or 8-5 against three terrible horses. I think that's a great bet.
You know, that's a good
it's a proposition bet.
Yeah, it's a proposition bet. That's a good way of looking at it when you get the short fields, etc. Well,
it's one of the great advantages we have as horse players is we can actually determine the team.
Yeah, And another good betting thought from Jerry Jackowitz. And we're going to close up shop now so I can get something to take care of this sore throat or whatever I got in my throat. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody. Feel better, Ralph.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.